Welcome back to the Business of Government magazine, a special edition of the Business of Government Hour. Today's government executives face serious and sometimes seemingly intractable issues that can cut to the core of effective governance and leadership. It calls for leaders to cultivate and possess conceptual tools that foster the practice of foresight, visioning, partnering, and motivating. What Dr. Michael McAbee refers to as strategic intelligence.
Strategic intelligence is a, first of all, let me say it's a system. So in other words, each part of strategic intelligence interacts with other parts. So you can't really take them apart. Second of all, let me say it is a quality that may not be in a single individual, but in a team. Now, it includes, first of all, foresight. Any strategy has to start out, what are the threats? What are the opportunities? What's coming in the future? And that has to be very clear at the top of any organization. But that has to be transformed into a vision of taking advantage of the threats and opportunities. So from foresight, you get visioning. But to realize the vision, to execute the vision, nobody can do it themselves. So you have to have partnering. You have to have the ability to partner with other people who complement your abilities. Third, you need to understand psychology and particularly personality. Otherwise, you're not going to partner very well. And as you see, you're not going to be able to understand what motivates and engages people, what brings out their intrinsic motivation. And finally, you need to understand how you create new knowledge. Because any organization today, to be sustainable, has to be able to continually innovate, continually improve, and that involves understanding the processes of creating knowledge.
Dr. McAbee elaborates on the three types of leaders identified in his work, Strategic Intelligence.
The reason leadership has become so important is change. You can't have change without leaders. Once, when you had kind of bureaucracies that were stable, not changing, you didn't need leaders. You had managers. You had people keeping the ship on its course. So what is a leader? Well, really the only definition of a leader that makes sense to me is a leader with somebody with followers. Because if you have followers, you're a leader. And if you don't, I don't care if you're president. You're not a leader. One is a strategic leader. These are the people, the Jeff Bezos, the Elon Musks, Steve Jobs. These are the people, the visionaries. And they're often rather narcissistic and grandiose, and they're not easy to work with and tend to put people down. Second of all, you need operational leaders. Those are the ones who take that vision and look for the processes, get people working together, continuous improvement, making thing happen. Third kind of leader is a network leader. You need somebody, preferably who has no hierarchical role at all, but has a personality to create trust, create collaboration.
McAbee explains the relationship between personality and leadership.
If we look at the types of leaders, though, there tend to be certain kind of typical personality differences. As I pointed out, a lot of visionaries have a narcissistic personality. Why? Because as children, they didn't identify with the older generation. They really wanted to create their own vision, their own sense of meaning. So they're really driven to change the world in a sense that they think. So Steve Jobs wanted to change the way we all work. I mean, that's a very different thing from being a success or rising up the hierarchy. The operational leaders tend to have more, be more of exacting, obsessive types. They really, their intrinsic motivation, they like to make things perfect. They like to solve problems. They like to get people working on continuous improvement, etc. And then the if we look at the network leaders, they tend to be more people-focused, more people with emotional intelligence, mm-hmm. create much more of a sense of trust, or they can be much more of an interactive personality, which is being developed. The social character in our society is shifting from a bureaucratic social character to an interactive social character. And that has to do with a lot of factors.
Dr. Michael Maccabee, author of the book Strategic Intelligence, explains how it is developed and employed.
We've had real effectiveness both working with government leaders and business leaders in developing strategic intelligence. Mm. It's a three-day workshop. But by understanding strategic intelligence, it really helped them to see how to design an idealized future and clarify their philosophy and values so that everybody was on the same page working together.
The latest edition of the Business of Government magazine has a forum dedicated to a management roadmap for the next administration. In January 2017, the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States will be followed by the transition of government to a new administration. The President and senior staff will be focused on important policy and challenges at home and abroad. For new leadership teams across the government, effective management will constitute a critical success factor for the implementation of the President's agenda, the execution of that agenda by millions of federal employees and partners, and the public's confidence in the government's performance. As part of transition planning, the presidential candidates will benefit significantly from a robust roadmap for effective management that is planned well in advance. A sound management roadmap will enable developing the capacity to achieve key outcomes for government missions and programs. Such a roadmap should identify how work will get done, in addition to defining what initiatives should be addressed. By doing so, the next president can leverage an agenda for governing that builds upon current progress, increases the likelihood of success, accelerates action on important priorities, and reduces risk. In the end, we hope that the insights and recommendations highlighted in this forum are instructive to the government leaders heeding the call to service in the next administration. Hope you've enjoyed the perspectives, insights, recommendations, and profiles presented on today's The Business of Government magazine, a special edition of the Business of Government Hour. You may order or download a free copy of the latest Business of Government magazine at businessofgovernment.org and find out how the business of government is not business as usual. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.